This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Thursday, July 21st, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, who's really running the show? Here's why I ask. Just the News reports that in the final hours of the Trump presidency back in January of 2021, U.S. Justice Department raised privacy concerns that were intended to stop the release of documents that have been declassified by the president related to the Russia collusion hoax. Well, the agency then defied a subsequent order from the White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows to go ahead and address the privacy concerns and get those documents out into the public. Well, those documents were never released. Just the News, journalist John Solomon now reporting as to why the DOJ essentially just ignored an order from a sitting president because it didn't want to put that information out there and clear President Trump of this idea that he was somehow Putin's puppet, to use Hillary Clinton's words. Now, speaking of Russia, Moscow has fined Google about $373 million, or the equivalent in rubles, for allowing users to access prohibited material about the war in Ukraine and other restricted content. These materials reportedly include materials attempting to discredit Russia's military and basically calls to protest the Russian government. Now, you can decry, condemn Russia's censorship of Google, but Russia has for quite some time now been taking, using regulatory powers to put pressure on tech companies and foreign non-government organizations, NGOs, but tech companies, which they accuse of not moderating content in accordance with Russian law, and trying to meddle in the nation's internal affairs. Now, again, we in the United States, seeing this story out of Russia, would likely say, oh, well, that's just the Kremlin trying to control the information to the Russian people. But stepping back and looking big picture, here, if we've learned nothing from American politics over the last 6 years, it is, in fact, true that big tech companies do meddle in the internal affairs of the countries in which they operate. Just to remind you of a few examples, Google slanted search results related to Donald Trump in particular, but conservative candidates and government policies in general over the last election cycle. Facebook's CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, donated hundreds of millions of dollars of his own money in grants to, progressive-leaning congressional districts, setting up vote collection drop boxes in areas that were crucial to swinging the election to Joe Biden. Twitter's censorship of any mention, for example, of Hunter Biden's laptop from hell, a story that broke a month before the election in 2020, a story that was widely discredited at the time, was sent into a black hole from which no light emerged until well after the election. And now that story has been confirmed. Oh, yeah, that's actually a true story by no less than New York Times, CNN, Washington Post, outlets that are not conservative by any stretch of the imagination. But where were they in October of 2020 when the story might have changed the way the election turned out? No, Twitter was complicit in this, and it's also a documented fact that Twitter has been collaborating with the United States government for quite some time. And back in 2009, after Iran's presidential election and Iranians took to the streets in protest, Twitter actually delayed scheduled maintenance, which would have taken them offline for some hours, at the request of the U.S. State Department, because it would have interfered with the protesters in Tehran being able to communicate. And of course, Twitter was also used as a tool by the U.S. State Department under Hillary Clinton to stir up unrest in other parts of the country where the governments were not friendly to the policies coming out of Washington, D.C. But the question is, who is actually pulling the strings? Who is using big tech, or is big tech using our government? Is our government controlled by the people that we vote for and elect and put into office, or by unseen figures pulling levers behind the curtain, like the great and powerful Oz? If the latter, which is what I believe is true, it would go a long way toward explaining why our elected officials seem to do so little on behalf of their ostensible constituents, meaning you and me, the American voter. Moving on, topic number four. Speaking of Hunter Biden, his lawyers insist he has divested himself of a 10% stake in a Chinese government-linked company, but Chinese business records say otherwise, say that in documents just recently filed by the Chinese company in which Hunter was, well, is apparently still a 10% owner. He is still a 10% owner. And this is relevant because the part ownership in BHR Partners is because BHR Partners is still a part owner in the Chinese oil interests, to which the Biden administration just sold 950,000 barrels of oil from the United States Strategic Petroleum Reserve just a few weeks ago. Coincidence? I think not. Topic number three, green dreams. As long as we're talking about energy, Joe Biden under pressure to declare a national climate emergency as temperatures continue to rise across the country. Here in the Ozarks, we're in the beginning stages of a run of maybe 10 days where daily highs will be over 100 degrees Celsius, or Fahrenheit, not Celsius, Fahrenheit. That'd be about 40 degrees Celsius, 39, 40 degrees Celsius if you're watching from the UK. But because his legislative agenda couldn't get through the Senate, thanks to moderate Democrat Joe Manchin of West Virginia, a state that depends in large part on coal for its livelihood, the president is being pushed by the more liberal wing of the Democratic Party to just push forward with just presidential executive orders to unlock federal resources to address the crisis. Biden on Wednesday visited a coal plant turned wind power plant in Massachusetts to promote his climate action efforts. The problem here is, well, there are a couple of problems with this approach. Number one, the high temperatures worldwide are the result of an unusual number of sunspots. We talked about this previously. The number of sunspots per day right now during this solar cycle running about 30% above where it was at the same point in the previous solar cycle 11 years ago. More sunspots means more solar radiation hitting the Earth, which means higher temperatures. Yes, Virginia, the flaming ball of gas in the sky does have something to do with the climate, with temperatures here on planet Earth. Secondly, any executive action President Biden does to address the climate, to lower climate temperatures, will be about as effective as King Canute back in the day when he ordered the tide not to come in and wet his royal feet. This apparently was, Canute knew that he didn't have the power to order the tide not to come in. He was making a point to his courtiers who were flattering the king on his omnipotence. Oh, Canute, you're so great. And the king made a point. There are things that are beyond the control of even a king. Tides and climate are among those things. Topic number two, urban nightmares. Here in the United States, Chicago police have arrested the fewest number of suspects in at least 20 years amid a crime wave that has continued rising in the city since 2020. Police made arrests in only 12% of crime cases in the Windy City in 2021. That's the lowest number since 2001 when data was first released. Number of traffic stops and tickets have also dropped. The decline in arrests comes in after changes made to the way the Chicago police patrol their streets. There are restrictions now on vehicle pursuits, ending foot pursuits if a suspect runs away. Stop! No. Oh, he said no. Seriously. But even more than that, the police faced with violent protests, the so-called Ferguson effect, due to high-profile cases like Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, Freddie Gray in Baltimore, George Floyd in Minneapolis, are less inclined to engage with a suspect who might turn violent because of the blowback. And sadly, the people in cities like Chicago, St. Louis, Baltimore, dealing with the increases in crime. And by the way, we note that Representative Cori Bush, whose congressional district, Missouri's first congressional district, includes Ferguson, spent almost $400,000 in campaign funds on private security to keep her own precious self safe. Anyway, in Los Angeles, George Soros-backed L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon is dissolving an office unit responsible for notifying crime victims and their families when their assailant is up for parole. This unit will be disbanded by the end of the year. An email sent out to prosecutors in the unit stated that Gascon's office has determined that it's not appropriate for the Los Angeles District Attorney to notify victims of crime and next of kin that those that those patrol hearings are scheduled for inmates who harmed them and their loved ones. Attorney Kathleen Cady, who's one of several former prosecutors now providing pro bono assistance to crime victims in response to Gascon's policy, said in an emailed statement that the district attorney's latest move is indefensible. This systemic and pervasive violation of victims' rights appears to be motivated by one goal: to release as many murderers, child molesters, and rapists as possible from prison, end quote. George Soros has figured out how to fundamentally transform American society. Get district attorneys elected. They're lower profile elections, but they've got a lot of power over who is prosecuted. Pay attention in your local races. Coming up, frog kissing. That's next on 5 and 10.
Have erroneous Bible translations hijacked the women's empowerment movement started by Jesus Christ? Skywatch TV is proud to present The Handmaiden's Conspiracy Collection. When you order Reverend Donna Howell's groundbreaking book, The Handmaiden's Conspiracy, and Allie Henson and Reverend Donna Howell's book, Dark Covenant, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive the Dark Covenant Companion DVD, packed with mind-blowing information on the Western Church undergoing a dark transformation into a cult. In the amazing book, The Handmaiden's Conspiracy, Reverend Donna Howell uncovers the cultural and historic backdrop behind Paul's words in the New Testament that correct the record on some of the most misinterpreted scriptures in modern history in relation to women, their leadership role in the church, and helps you understand properly what Paul was responding to when the epistles were written. In The Handmaiden's Conspiracy, you will follow the cultural and historic backdrop behind Paul's words in 1 Corinthians and 1 Timothy, the trouble verses in relation to the issue of women's leadership in the church, discover what the original Greek nouns and adjectives meant in Paul's greeting orders, and meet the unsung heroines that Paul addressed as his co-workers in ministry, such as Phoebe, Priscilla, Junia, and several others. Reflect upon the women Jesus knew, both from Scripture as well as in person, and the groundbreaking permanent changes he made regarding their rights, their value, and their role in delivering his message to the world. Also included in this special offer, Allie Henson and Reverend Donna Howell's shocking written expose, Dark Covenant, which details how the masses are being groomed to embrace the unthinkable, while leaders of organized religion make a deal with the devil. In this jaw-dropping book, you will learn how the church is being groomed to embrace the unthinkable in preparation for the enforcement of the mark of the beast, how the true body of Christ is being slowly positioned to be considered a public enemy, with the Bible labeled as hate speech and possibly soon prohibited, how much of Western Christianity has actually become a cult, and what the true body of Christ can do to survive the modern assault on Christianity. But that's not all. In this must-have collection, you'll also receive the Dark Covenant Companion DVD. Join Reverend Donna Howell, Allie Henson, and the Skywatch TV investigative team for this original four-part series on DVD. This eye-opening expose is an essential teaching tool that is already sending shockwaves through the Western religious establishment and is certain to help ready the true remnant of God with the tools needed to navigate the coming days of persecution. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $70. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Find out what Jesus truly thought of women's roles in the church and become equipped with knowledge and power to push back the powers of deception. This collection is available only while supplies last, so don't delay. The Handmaiden's Conspiracy Collection, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, actually it's frogs, kissing, a wedding ceremony for two frogs held in India Tuesday in the city of Gorakhpur as part of a custom to please their storm god, Indra, formerly the head of their pantheon. This is intended to bring rainfall to the region, which is suffering under drought-like conditions. Scores of people converged at the Kalabari Temple to witness and participate in the the marriage ceremony. The hope is that by marrying the frogs who are here in their little wedding finery, will please Indra so that he will send the life-giving rains. Ironically, 3 years ago, another pair of frogs were divorced just 2 months into their happily ever after to get Indra to stop the incessant rains. It's too much. Apparently, Indra, not very good about communicating his desires about what pleases him to the people. But since Indra, as the storm god, would be the equivalent of Baal, Zeus, Jupiter, who Jesus identified as Satan, I guess it's no surprise. Skywatch Films, the new division of Skywatch TV, longer form content on cutting-edge issues like the UFO phenomenon, the transhumanism movement, It is a new sci-fi religion that promises to overcome death through technology. Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking, Josh Peck's award-winning documentary film on the disturbing practice of trafficking children for not just physical abuse, but for occult ritual purposes. You can get access to these documentaries in full HD instant access for as little as $3. Skywatchfilms.com is the website. All of the films are there. Again, links to purchase them if you want hard copies on DVD. But if you want to stream them, you can access them for 7 days for as little as $3 or purchase unlimited access. Share them with your friends. Cutting-edge documentaries from a Christian worldview available. Instant access at skywatchfilms.com. We depend on your support to do what we do here at Skywatch TV, and our mission is fulfilled at Whispering Ponies Ranch, where we offer services to partner ministries like Teen Reach and Royal Family Kids, working with children in the foster care system and offering those services at no charge to those ministries. But we can only do it with your support. And so we like to send a thank you for every gift that you send us. And for your gift during the month of July, given that this marks 75 years since the 1947 Roswell event, our gift to you, our thanks for your gift of any amount, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, is the book Josh Peck and I wrote 5 years ago on the UFO phenomenon called The Day the Earth Stands Still. It's a play on the 1952 film The Day the Earth Stood Still. You know, Klaatu, Barada, Nikto. Anyway, there is an occult foundation behind the UFO phenomenon, the belief that these that the gods of the ancient world were just ancient astronauts and that they're coming back to help us evolve, to transcend our biology. Yes, it is a religion, and it is based on the occult teachings of Helena Blavatsky and Aleister Crowley, and we connect the dots in this book. We'll send you a copy for your gift of any amount if you're in the U.S. or Canada. Find out more online and donate at skywatchtv.com/donate. Or call us at 844-750-4985. We'll be back in Israel next spring, March 19th through 30th. Join Sharon and me along with Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat as we take you around Israel and show you the battlegrounds in the world's oldest ongoing war, the war that occurs just beyond the limits of human sight and perception. We're calling it Search for the Travelers, travelers being the term used by the ancient Canaanites for the spirits of the Rephaim. We'll be in Israel March 19th through 30th with an optional 3-day extension to Jordan. You get a look at the itinerary and find a place to reserve your spot for the tour at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. This week on Skywatch TV, Donna Howell talks about her book, The Handmaiden's Conspiracy and the Unsung Women Heroes of the Bible. Join Joe Horn and the Skywatch investigative team for this thought-provoking broadcast. You'll find our broadcast schedule posted at skywatchtv.com/channels. But you can ignore the schedule, set your own schedule, make us dance to your tune by adding the Skywatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV, and then just click the remote and we will be there. Those apps and our free mobile app bring you all of our video content every day. The mobile app has the added advantage of news updates 3 times a week and a calendar of our upcoming events. The mobile app works on iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. It is free, and we have links to the app stores at the website for your convenience. Thank you for watching. as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.